Carlos, what can you even say at this point about Francisco Lindor?
MVP. That's basically what I could say right now. You know, when on a night where, you know, we're about to get no hit, and for him to put together that at bat and just come through in a big situation when we needed it, I will say the most, you know, and just got us going. Special player, special person, and like I said, he's an MVP.
You're a pretty emotional guy out there during games. When he makes contact with that, given the situation in the season and in the game, what would you say were the emotions coursing through you?
Big, you know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we were very excited. I was pretty excited, but the whole dugout, you know, you could feel it. Everybody pretty much jumping, screaming, and from there, you know, you could just feel it, you know, relax now, and, you know, let's go play baseball. It's go time, and huge at-bats in the ninth, and I'm glad we got that one.
What made him so tough?
Yeah, he was on, you know, and he's got a really good feel for pitching. The four seam at the top, we couldn't square him up. You know, we kept popping that pitch up. And then the split, the slider to righties, a little bit of a curveball. But in just how he used all of his pitches, you know, we were cutting between a few times. Few hard hits. I think Lindor hit one right at Vladdy. Nemo hit one. Marte, Bader, but you know, we couldn't put much together. I mean, he was on today, and he's been doing that for the past few outings, you know. Nothing overpowering, but just enough to miss barrels.
You guys have talked about how it feels like you're never quite out of it at any point in the game. After that home run, and then, you know, Iglesias reaches on the single, gets to second. At that point, did it feel like the momentum had drastically shifted?
Yeah, I think once Lindor hit that ball, you could feel it. You could sense it. And then I thought the at-bat from Vientos and the at-bat from Nemo controlling the strike zone and then walking. JD, P with the sack fly, and Marte, like, really good at-bats that inning. You know, the way we control the strike zone and then, you know, just getting the job done and Alvarez breaking it open with a three-run homer there.
Carlos, how big was the work by Minaya and your bullpen to keep it up?
Solid, big, because he was head-to-head going with their guy. And, you know, you knew it was going to be a close game after watching their guy, after watching Sean. Bases loaded, nobody out. I thought Vientos made a really good play, just getting that out at third base and limiting the damage. And then Minaya, after that, just continued to make pitches. He was really, really good. I thought the fastball was good. The sweeper was good. A little bit of changeup when he needed, but, you know, like I said, he kept us there, and it was a good feeling in the dugout because we knew it was going to take, after they scored one, we needed to find a way to get two because, you know, that was the feeling there. Big outs from Rick Garrett, Danny Young, and then Stanek was good, and then finally Diaz there.
Carlos, you've talked about, during the recent stretch, winning plays that sometimes don't show up in the box score. When you see the sack flies, Eddie Alvarez advancing a third on one of them, just from a pure baseball perspective, what does that tell you about the way the guys are thinking the game and locked in at that point?
And this is something that we've been talking about as a team, you know, finding ways to win baseball games. You have to execute. You have to have the awareness of where you are, what's the situation, the scoreboard. Not only the at-bats, but that play from Vientos with the bases loaded, just not trying to do too much, getting to the ball, stepping at third base, limiting the damage. So that's a perfect example there. And there's a lot of guys that are doing that. And, you know, that's why, you know, we continue to find a way to get the job done.
You guys had quite a few hard outs in the fifth, sixth, seventh innings there, the catch in left field, a couple line outs. As the no-hit bit is evolving, what is running through your mind as you see what's in front of you?
Yeah, you've seen it in the past when, you know, no-hitters, there's always a couple of defensive plays, balls being right, hit right at people. But you can just get, you can't get too far ahead and thinking, you know, the worst. You know, you just got to continue to have good at-bats and eventually, you know, something good's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, you never know, especially after that play that they made on Bader in left field. And then he gets three quick outs in the eighth. So I'm just glad we got the job done.
What was running through your mind when those first two outs are one pitch, and then three pitches?
Like I said, I didn't want to get too far ahead, you know. I knew they were going to be aggressive. You know, they were trying to attack him, and he got two quick outs. So, but yeah, that was all to it.
How do you feel about going to Philadelphia now?
Oh, definitely feel good. You know, won the series here, off day tomorrow, and we know what's ahead of us. A really good team, but like I said, enjoy the day tomorrow, and we'll be ready to go on Friday.
Did you guys end up sending Blackburn back?
Yes. So we'll see what we got, I guess, Friday. He's getting tested. Yeah.
Getting imaging?
Yeah, he's getting tested and all that. So.
And did you check with Peterson?
I did not. Okay. So hopefully we'll announce that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.